Whatever you do will be insignificant, but it's very important that you do it. That's a quote from Gandhi, but it was shared by my friend Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Amy Krauss Rosenthal spent the better part of today trending on the internet, mostly because of a story she wrote last week in the New York Times. She asked if anyone wanted to marry her husband because Amy K.R. was dying. It was classic Amy, making people cry, laugh, and smile at the same time, talking about emotions, but really bringing us together to talk about love, to talk about death, but most of all, life. I met Amy Krauss Rosenthal as a 21-year-old producer. She wrote a funny essay. She was good at it. At the time, I would have no way of knowing that I'd spend the next 21 years working with her. Amy's a writer by trade, but a creator by heart. She was, she's written so many memoirs. One's alphabetized, by the way. Several great children's books. Little Pea, Spoon, It's Not Fair, just to name a few. She became a New York Times bestseller and a heavyweight in the kid lit world. But that was just one way you'd know her. If you were from the Chicago arts community, chances are you crossed paths with Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Amy and I worked on a show called Writer's Block Party at WBEZ, the public radio station here. We sold it as a 5 to 7 minute variety show that would air within another show. The premise was pretty simple. You pack as much creative goodness into as little time as possible. And it was so fun. Amy would get accomplished writers and performers side by side with new artists and edit and direct them to perform these tiny little pieces, 1 minute essays, etc. And that list included writers like Bill Zemme or Elizabeth Crane or Sarah Karp or Tony Rogers, Megan Steelstra, so many. And it helped launch the careers of great writers like John Green or Claire Zulke or Mark Baser, just to name a few. It was just one of several projects that I worked with her on, radio, video, writings, and performances. I spent many a day sitting next to Amy, editing audio or discussing the right running order. She was a great producer, a great creative force. After all, she was Chicago, and she had that Chicago hustle. So no project was ever too big or ever too hard to accomplish. I've had a hard time articulating Amy's strength as a writer, maybe because it's not really about writing. See, Amy was on a mission. And that mission was to get us to all stop, just for a second, to recognize that there was beauty nearby. Here's a clip from when I sat down with Amy on the download a few months ago. When you think about the writing that you put out and the projects that you choose to work on and the ideas you choose to execute, what keeps bringing you back to the idea of community, connectedness, and togetherness?
Justin, that's such a good question. I wish I had the perfect answer. All I can tell you is that when I sit down to write every day, and this has always been the case, it's what do I feel compelled to write? Also, what am I capable of writing, right? I mean, that's part of the process. There's a lot that I can't do. There's a lot that I can't write. What can I write? What do I want to write? What's the urge? And sometimes, you know, the passages are small moments and they might seem kind of silly and or you know, very small. And other times I may tap into something that's bigger, grander, that is a universal truth about something. But whatever it is, you can be sure that I felt that was the sentence I needed to write that day.
You know what? We live our lives. There were moments we skip, we ignore, or we just plain dismiss. Amy did a bulk of her work forcing us to stop and recognize these moments, to share in a quirky wordplay or to leave us behind notes on grocery shelves or other odd places. She dedicated her life to making us look closer at ours. I'll give you an example of some of the tremendous stuff Amy Krauss Rosenthal worked on. Always Trust Magic. It was an interactive video project where she'd leave notes on ATM machines. So she'd go to random ATM machines and just put the note on there saying, "You're beautiful," or something else uplifting. And she'd ask her readers to do the same. And after that, we'd get videos and pictures from around the world, people writing all these notes in different languages and far-off lands. It was tremendous, and it was magical. And Amy, she also loved numbers. She loved to play with the meanings around certain numbers, loved celebrating them. Like on October 10th, 2010, she did 10-10-10. She told her audience to show up at 10:10 p.m. on 10-10-10 down at the Bean for a celebration. Again, I was hesitant. I was like, who's going to come down at 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday? It was a Sunday. Who'd want to do that? And I was wrong. I'm still amazed that 1,000 people showed up to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime moment with Amy. Or what about the time she asked her audience to meet her at the Belmont L stop on a Saturday morning? They were going to ride around the loop and back to Belmont. The project was called Going Nowhere Fast. And I really thought there'd be nobody. And it was like a lot like this. It was snowy. It was March. I just felt like, once again, it's not going to work out. And lo and behold, hundreds of people showed up and hopped the Brown Line for stories, a sing-along, and a shared moment. And when train arrived back at Belmont, everybody left.
A sing-along, and we want people to come together. Well,
since the day I saw you, I have been waiting for you. You know I will adore you till eternity. So won't you please be my little baby? Say you'll be my darling.
I don't know if
it's B and A.
B and A.
And then A and B.
If you can sing it, I'll play it.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me.
Tearing me apart. This is a Brown Line train.
You can hear the Brown Line in the background there. And I could go on. I really could. And Amy did hundreds of these ideas throughout the years, and I consider myself to be lucky enough to even be a part of it. Because at a very young age, Amy proved to me that you could be creative, that you don't have to put your ideas away. You don't have to keep them bottled up. You're a creator, and your job is to create. And that's an unbelievable lesson to teach, especially to a 21-year-old kid. Amy Krauss Rosenthal died today from cancer. She leaves behind a loving family, a grateful artistic community, and a world that will always trust magic. Amy ended every episode of Writer's Block Party by saying,
"As for me, Amy K.R., this isn't goodbye. Just so long for now."
Everybody knows it sucks to grow up. And everybody does. So weird to be back here. Let me tell you what. The years go on and we're still fighting it. And we're still fighting it. You'll try and try. In one day, you'll fly away from me.
So, Amy, this isn't goodbye. It's just so long for now. Coming up, the band The Walters live in Studio 435. It's a download, 720 WGN.
So